I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. As believers, we know we have a lot to be thankful for. And yet, there are days when we don't feel grateful at all. We pray and pray for that new job, and after we've worked there a week, we've got nothing but complaints. Where is the gratitude? I'm grateful that God knows we're only human, made from the dust of the earth. He understands our weakness and our frailty. In those times, we feel ourselves prone to frustration and complaint, taking a dark view of the world rather than a hopeful one. I find it's important to remember that gratitude is not just a way that we feel. Gratitude is a practice. Spiritual disciplines are things that we do to train ourselves, just like exercising your body. You don't do it because you feel like doing it. You do it for the health of your body. Disciplines like prayer, solitude, confession, repentance, train our spirits and keep our faith healthy. These are practices, things that we do, not just ideas that we think about. Gratitude is also a practice. Maybe you've kept a gratitude journal in the past, taking a moment at the end of the day to reflect on the blessings you enjoyed that day. It's a simple practice, but even just a few minutes can train your mind to look for good things instead of all the things you wish were different. There's a kind of power in choosing to be grateful. But how do you practice gratitude and thankfulness when you don't feel grateful? In Psalm 69, David makes a lot of complaints. He opens by saying how overwhelmed he is, as if he's sinking into a deep mire. Verse 3 says, "I am exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to help me." It's fair to say his circumstances are not great. David goes on to complain about his enemies, saying how ashamed he is and begging God to intervene on his behalf. On one hand, it's good to remember that we can be ourselves before God. We don't have to put on a face and pretend everything is fine. God will meet us in our anguish. But can we still practice gratitude in a state like this? Verse 30 says, "Then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving." David is anticipating the rescue that comes in God's perfect time. He envisions it, and he says, "I will thank you." Verse 31, "For this will please the Lord more than sacrificing cattle." I don't need to make a grand gesture of sacrifice to get God to move on my behalf. That's not what moves the heart of God. What pleases the Lord is a song of thanksgiving, a heart that recognizes his goodness, and a person who, even in the midst of trouble, anticipates the deliverance coming and gives thanks. A Bengali poet wrote, "Faith is the bird that feels the light and sings when the dawn is still dark." Our faith can enable us to be like that bird and sing a song of praise into the darkness because we know that the sun is going to rise. Gratitude is a mindset. You can inhabit it no matter your circumstances. If you've got a lot to be thankful for today, praise the Lord. Tell him thank you. And if it feels harder to find a reason to praise him today, that's okay too. Focus on the things he has promised, on the sun that will rise, the redemption that is coming. A holy anticipation can also lead us to sing songs of thankfulness. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.